Fighters, today I got a really cool announcement and an introduction that I want to make here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. As you might have noticed, we have many, many, many more episodes that are airing several times a week because we believe in adding value to all of you guys. And today I'm super excited to introduce what we're calling the long and short of it with Tim and Greg. Now, Tim and Greg are sales coaches in the Contractor Fight. They have been for many years. They're both active contractors. You got Tim Catroni, who is the owner of a water feature business out in New England. They build beautiful features, deliver great service, make some really good money. And Tim is a phenomenal communicator. He's a phenomenal sales coach, has amazing insights on just human psychology and how to connect with other people and really have those conversations in the sales game that will take you to the next level. And so he's one of the hosts. And the other host is Greg Dempsey. Greg is a home builder out on the East Coast. And we'll put links to all their stuff here as well, guys. But Greg builds big, beautiful custom homes. He uses our Shin Fu sales process. He has for many years. He has been coaching our members in our Battleground program for quite a while, which was formerly our CSA program for many years. Greg is an amazing thinker. The way he plans and approaches things, the way he has taken the sales process and kind of customized it and made it his own as a home builder has really been impressive. He's helped so many people understand things like DISC profiles and just deeper levels of communication and human interaction and psychology. And guys, I'm excited to introduce these two men to you because they're living it every day like you are. They still own their contracting businesses. They still deal with the same things that you deal with in the sales process. They still have to navigate all the demands that a company puts on them. And I'm super proud of these guys because not only do they do that at a very high level in their own companies, they also create a ton of time and a ton of value for the members in our Battleground program. And so we are going to be bringing you some episodes that Tim and Greg are just going to have conversations. And who knows where it's going to go? I'll tell you that right now. These two are pretty entertaining. They get rave reviews when they run calls in our coaching program because of how relatable they are. And they just have hearts of gold. I couldn't be more proud of them. I've been able to witness their growth over the past 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it's been. And I'm excited to just let you guys in on some of these conversations that these guys have. So anyway, let's dig in to this first episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg.
Welcome to The Long and Short of It. I'm Greg.
And I'm Tim. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about keeping mentally and physically sharp in the off season.
Shaking off the rust. So, Tim, you are in a seasonal business. You're a pond builder and a landscaper. What would it look like, or what does it look like, when you don't do anything during the winter for your mind or body, and then the season starts?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there who do not take the winter off because they have a business where they can go all year round, like yourself. You're a GC. But I tell you, anybody can compare that to having like a four-day weekend. Or like a holiday weekend we just had, where we spent a lot of time sitting around with family, a lot of leftovers, a lot of eating, and then having to get up Monday morning and put your tool belt on or start your equipment and get out moving, and how difficult it is. But what would happen if I tell you, like, at the end of November, we're done with our work, and we don't get back out there till April 1st?
Holy shit. I'd probably put on 40 pounds, but...
it's crazy, but you think, you know, come April 1st, then we're looking at, well, how much is an aerator? How do we... I mean, these threads, are they clockwise or counterclockwise? Like, you laid on a pillow when everything fell out because you lost that mental edge. But worse than the mental edge, Greg, is the physical. Squatting down, bending over, picking up things, running, walking, because you get lazy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
So you get it. So, I mean, you go out there and you run the basketball and stuff like that, so you're always moving. But what happens if you didn't do that? I mean, what would you look like? I'd gain 30 pounds easily.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and some of the things you said, like having to, you have to relearn how to do things efficiently too. Like these are things you've done forever, but you stopped doing them for 3 months. And it's like, holy shit, this is a lot harder than I remember when I was dialed in. So yeah, for me, I got to keep moving in the winter so that I don't go work out in 2 months and then I can't do anything for a week because I'm so freaking sore.
So you talk about some of the wintertime things that happen. We have shortened days. We have sitting around a lot. We have overeating because the days are short. You start eating the comfort food, the stuff that feels good. You just find yourself going out to eat more and just doing things that aren't healthy for your body. People who suffer from seasonal depression, I'd be honest with everybody, I do suffer from that. And I mean, Greg, everybody has a sense of it. So what do you do to clear that up, to fight off that, just the kind of a crappy feeling you have about everything?
Yeah, so my kids are very active, and I try to be as much as I can with them, limiting injuries. It's making sure I have time to go to the gym or exercise. Now, I'm lucky this year, Tim, because I'm coaching basketball. So that's my get out. You know, I leave work and I go there and I have an hour and a half where I'm just focused on that. And that's my break. So what are you doing for yourself, Tim, when you find yourself getting kind of in that blue area where you got to kick off the rust, so to speak, and get back into that?
Yeah, you know, Greg, the worst feeling is remembering how it was last season or two seasons ago where you didn't do anything. And you know how hard it's going to become April because it's so easy to lay in that bed and not get up or sit at your desk and look at YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, don't do anything. So to answer you, Greg, yeah, I get up, I keep myself alert. I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always listening to books. I'm going for walks. But I know my legs start they get tight and you got to keep yourself moving. You got to keep yourself going because nobody's going to tell you, hey, get up off the couch, go do something.
So you mentioned podcasts, Tim, and I know both of us listen to podcasts. What about podcasts do you like or do you recommend for people to listen to?
If there's something that's going to make me think after it's done, that's what I want to listen to. Something that gives me thought, something to reflect upon myself because I question everything, Greg. So I want to make sure I got something that keeps my brain going.
Okay, so you want a thought-provoking podcast to make sure, well, you're not alone, it sounds like. And then also that you know you're on the right path.
Right. So I'd say that the things you got to do, Greg, is keep yourself mentally sharp, keep yourself physically fit, and always be learning, helping others, teach what you've been taught. And it keeps that rust from building up, man, so you don't have to kick that stuff off. And then when the weather's there, man, your feet hit the ground running.
Yeah, I can say, like, for me, when I have a good winter and I'm on my game, right, and I'm hitting the gym and I'm doing all these things, I'm keeping up with my journaling and everything like that, man, when spring comes, I'm ready to rock it, baby. And it's definitely a much more productive season.
Now, there you have it, Greg. Keep focused. Keep in mind that this time of year is going to happen every year and plan ahead.
Yep, get off your ass.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.